Good morning, Orlando. This is Deborah Roberts, and you're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio on News Radio 93.1 WFLA. Now, in studio, your host, real estate expert, and my friend, Laura Peterson.
Good morning, everybody. And with me this morning is Danielle Pume from Frontgate Realty. And hello, Danielle.
Hey, good morning.
And we also have Chris Urban from Butler Mortgage. Hi, Chris.
Hello, good morning.
And in case you haven't heard, at Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555 or hit #250 on your cell, and the keyword is real estate. So as usual, lots of good stuff happening in the market and everything. When you look at it, what are interest rates doing, Chris? Are they rising, falling, just moving up and down? Every day is a different thing.
Every day is definitely different. There's a lot of talk about, in the next few months, the Fed's possibly raising the rate again. So we're probably going to see them slowly continue to increase. This week, they held pretty nice, though. So next week, they could be definitely a little bit different. But I would say the overall trend is a little bit higher each week.
And as we always talk about, you know, it only goes up like a smidgen. It's not like it's a huge increase usually every week. It's just a little bit here and there and all that kind of good stuff. So from day to day, you know, if you're having, say, a $300,000 mortgage, I mean, it might be the difference in, what, $20 a month or something
exactly.
Like
you
that?
You're probably only seeing about $15 to $20, maybe $25 difference on, depending on your price range.
Right. Yeah. So it's like, although it's significant, you know, it's not that significant that means, hey, don't do anything and all of that kind of good stuff.
Yeah. I'm a firm believer in you can't dictate what your life is going to be like based on what interest rates or home prices are going to be, because none of us have any control over that.
Mm-hmm. Well, the first thing that I thought we'd talk about today is how renters think home ownership costs more. And the bottom line is that usually it's the exact opposite. You know, owning a home is less money than it is in renting. And what the first thing that comes up is the affordability of renting, and the perceptions of affordability over owning increased 11% to 78% of all renters think that they can't afford to buy a house. And it's so untrue, because it's like when you look at how much you've got for a first month and a security deposit, that's usually about all you're going to need for your down payment. Then you go a month without paying because you've collected the month of rent up, or the month of interest up front. So you usually have a month where you don't have to pay anything when you move in. So it's really, commensurate at least with, or cheaper, I think, to buy a house than it is to rent one a lot of times.
Oh, most definitely. So, and you, obviously you're gaining an asset, right? Something that's that's going to gain value. And I would say most often, the individual I'm talking to will say, wow, so my payment actually is going to be lower than what I'm currently paying for rent. That's a very common response that I get for someone who comes and wanting to get pre-approved to buy a house.
Yeah, no, it totally is. And that's the next point of the rental costs, the rising cost of renting, and the rent around Central Florida is crazy. I was talking to a buyer earlier this week, and she was renting a place 4 years ago for $950 that now is going for $1,450, you know, and that's, a one bedroom apartment, but that's kind of like what the scoop is out there. So it's kind of crazy. It's the exact same development, the exact same unit and everything like that. So when you look at that, I mean, definitely the amount that you could pay to own something would be significantly less than that. And that definitely exists here in Central Florida, you know, for that reason that kind of stuff.
$1,450, you could get an extra bedroom, maybe even an extra bathroom, you know, maybe a garage. I mean, there's a lot more you can get with it.
Yeah.
Than just a one bedroom. I mean, with a mortgage aspect. I mean, that's easily like a $150,000, $170,000 property.
Oh, most definitely.
And so you could still get that. I mean, you know, a townhome, condo, whatever, and still be under that and have a lot more house, almost double the house.
Well, that's why she was in, you know, looking at purchasing, because
exactly.
It just made sense.
Wow.
You know, to do that. And it's like, because she's like, well, I remember, you know, when it was this, you know, just this many years ago. And I'm like, yeah, now let's look at it now, you know, because I just looked it up and verified it with her, and it was, you know, right there. And like there's tons of more places that are being built for people to rent, and they're just going in them and not caring, I guess. I don't know. But the bottom line is that you can do a lot better buying than you would if you were renting, mm-hmm. in my opinion.
Yeah. And I couldn't agree more. I mean, plus two, when you go into an apartment, they're running your credit. Half of the time you have to have decent credit anyways. If not, they're going to charge you an extra deposit. So that same credit that you're getting, you know, with the rental is probably the same credit that you could use to purchase a home. And like you've mentioned, I mean, you know, 2-3 months is usually what they require to move in. That's almost the same you would qualify with a down payment if you need it. Or there's so many programs, you know, that they could qualify for.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That could possibly help with that. So, I mean, to me, it's a no-brainer.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio 93.1 WFLA, the news talk station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. We are home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 o'clock. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty, and Chris Urban with Butler Mortgage. Remember, if you want to reach any of us, you can call 407-566-2555 or #250 on your cell, and the keyword is real estate. So another thing that I think is that is a big thing that comes up on, we're talking about what renters thinking in regards to home ownership and it costing more, is the rental satisfaction. Because a lot of times when you're actually renting a home, you know, if you're renting a home, first of all, you can't do anything with it. You can't paint the walls usually or mm-hmm. do any of those things that you want to make it your own. It used to be that they'd have a problem with you putting stuff on the walls, but if you use Command, you can probably put stuff on the walls today that you weren't necessarily able to do before. But, you know, it's like if you are in a complex and there's people above you, below you, you know, everywhere around you, you know, sometimes when they built those rental units, their acoustics or whatever, shall we say, are not as good as if even if it were a condo, yeah. that you can hear your neighbors and everything that's going on. It was a commercial that I saw on TV, but I thought it was pretty funny that, you know, somebody was in there looking at a rental unit and the guy on one side said, "Oh, you can hear everything." And then the other guy from the other side heard the other guy talking and said something about, "Yeah, I can hear your drums," you know, like through the unit. She's like, "Well, I guess this is not the place for me." But usually when you're looking at those places, you know, you definitely yeah. don't know, you know, what's going on or what you can hear and not hear, because when you're looking at it, nobody's usually there, so you don't necessarily know what the situation is.
Exactly. Well, thank goodness they were having a conversation amongst each other that she was yeah. able to chime in, right?
Exactly. Yeah. But and that doesn't exist in all places.
No,
but,
definitely not.
But the thing is that, you know, when you look at the tax benefits for most people and everything like that, that it did, again, reduces your cost of home ownership when it comes down to it. Mm-hmm. And so there's great tax incentives that are out there with being able to write off your mortgage insurance, or not insurance, your interest. And your interest is the bulk of what your payment is. So you get a tax deduction, you know, for that. I mean, most people do. I mean, everybody's case is a little bit different. But, you know, you can talk to your accountant about it, and you could probably find that not only are you gaining an asset as the years go on because you're building equity and paying it off, but then you've got the appreciation and everything that comes on top of it and everything like that as well. And the appreciation is such a huge thing that has continued to be, over the last 10 years, very prevalent here in Central Florida. Well, since 2010. 2010 was when everything kind of hit bottom. Mm-hmm. And as a result of that, you know, we've had a steady increase pretty much from there. Nothing, you know, mm-hmm. overwhelming, but we've had a consistent increase year over year. Not saying that it's going to continue forever, because there's always dips up and down. But when it's your home, you know, if you're living there, it doesn't matter if the price goes down a few thousand or up a few thousand. It's not really going to affect you today, but over the long term, it definitely is. So basically, you know, when it comes down to it, you know, that owning is better than renting. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555 or hit #250 keyword real estate, and find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com. See you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend, Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Plume from Frontgate Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hey, good morning.
And we also have Chris Urban from Butler Mortgage. Welcome back, Chris.
Thank you. Good morning.
And in case you haven't heard it, Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or will buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555 or on your cell hit #250 and the keyword is real estate. So, you know, when people are going to get a loan and everything like that, it's to a certain extent, it's kind of scary. You wonder what's going to happen, how it works, you know, all of those kinds of good things. So since Chris is here today, I think it'd be a great thing for him to let us know and go through a little bit what's required to get a mortgage and the paperwork and all of that kind of good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, so first, I want everybody know that, look, I don't bite, so I'm not scary.
Exactly.
We are here, definitely here to help. And I would say most of the people call me and they're not sure, especially our first-time home buyers, which is nothing wrong with that. And it's good to be curious about what the process is like. So the first things first, obviously, we're going to break down things like your income, your assets. We're going to pull your credit. But there's some things you can kind of have prepared that's really going to help the process along and get a good idea of what we can do to help you. The first things first is your most recent 2 years tax returns, your federal tax returns. Every single lender generally is going to require those. And then your pay stubs. So if you're employed with a W-2 employee, you're either biweekly, weekly, whatever it is, we want the most recent month worth of pay stubs. Because we're going to try to get an average of what's going on and see exactly what we can and can't use. If you're an individual who receives a large amount of bonuses or overtime, we may even require prior year's pay stubs just to get an idea of what's going on there. And the other important factor is bank statements. That way we can see what your available liquid assets are, where the funds are coming from. If you're an individual who might be pulling money from stocks or investment accounts, maybe retirement accounts like 401ks, which you can do, that's something else you might want to have handy on you. Generally, they're in quarterly allotments. So the most recent quarter are those statements. That way we can get an idea of what you have available. And that's going to help us really at that point. Those are the basic items to determine which loan program best fits you.
Yeah, and then I'm sure talking to everybody and that kind of thing too is a really important thing too, just to see what their goals are and what they're trying to accomplish, because that comes into play and everything as well. And I know that, you know, back in the day, which is like a long time ago now, that they, you know, it's like the pendulum always goes too far both ways. And it went down to where you needed about just to say what you were doing and you didn't need anything. So the files were about a quarter inch thick. And now I understand they're about 3 inches thick or whatever. And I know that we're constantly talking about that, you know, they might, some lenders, I'm not saying you do, but some lenders, they always ask for the same thing over and over again. And so if you just put it on your desktop in a folder, then it's always accessible and that kind of thing.
Correct. The neat thing, and again, I don't know about every lender, but in our, with my current mortgage, we have everything saved into a system that's more or less in the cloud type thing, you know, a very secure system. And let's say you said someone emails it to me, it's right away going to be put into your individual loan, and that way I always have access to it. If you fax it to me, we do the same thing with that. Or if you just come and drop it off at the office, because some people just don't have the capability or don't want to email, and then we'll scan it in and things like that. And I always like to tell people, look, we don't need originals of anything either. Some people want to bring originals or certified copies. We don't need any of that. But we can pretty much any meaning way of sending us documents, we can accept.
And so when you guys are working with underwriters so you're a processor, right? That I don't know exactly what you do.
I have what we call like a loan partner who will help me once I have a contract. And then I also have a loan processor who's the one that more or less gets the paperwork all together and then sends it to the underwriter for us.
Okay. But the underwriter is the one who's asking for the documents all over again, right? Mm. Once you... once you submit mm-hmm. everything and are looking for further mm-hmm. documentation, I guess.
Yeah. So typically, so it's definitely a little bit easier than it was in, let's say, 10 years ago. We run everything through a certain computer program, and it says, here's what documents we want for this particular loan. And the ones I went over are usually like the general ones we need. Usually once a loan has been looked at by an underwriter, who's the person that ultimately gives the stamp of approval on your loan, so they're a very important person, they might say, well, you know, I see this, I just want an explanation on it. So it might be something like, let's say, a large deposit on your bank statement. Your bank statement might have, like, let's say, a $5,000 deposit, and we can't see where it came from. The federal law at this point requires us to ask, okay, where did that come from? And so she might either, A, just want a source for that, or sometimes a letter. Usually by the time it gets an underwriter and we have conditional approval, the underwriter said, look, I like your loan, I just want a couple of things. This usually should be small, minor things, nothing to be repeated, though.
Right. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio 93.1 WFLA, the news talk station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty, where your home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 o'clock. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty, and Chris Urban with Butler Mortgage. Remember, if you want to reach any of us, call 407-566-2555 or #250 on your cell, and the keyword is real estate. So I guess that the thing is that to know that working with Chris at Butler Mortgage is that you don't have to deal with submitting documents more than once. I mean, and which is really a big deal because, you know, that's one of the frustrating things, I think, that when people are going through loans, and that is more an inefficiency because it's like, to me, I'm the same way that you guys do it, is that you think, hey, why would somebody have to ask for that all over again? Mm-hmm. You know, why wouldn't they know?
Yep.
And so, and why wouldn't they have it in a file? Because I've given you my very important documents. So why would you not have that again? And I think that also what you were, saying is that what happens is that, you know, you get the loan all together. And then once it's all together, then what you do is you send it to the underwriter, or the mm-hmm. processor sends it to the underwriter. And at that point, they've got already, you've anticipated their needs, so there's mm-hmm. not a whole lot more that's required at that point.
Correct. You know, and it helps, you know, myself and the team that's behind me, most of us have been doing this for 9 to 10 years, you know, so we have lots of experience there to know exactly what to anticipate. And that's probably what helps a lot too, is because of the experience, we know if I have someone's, you know, a full file in front of me, I'm like, okay, I know I'm going to need this. And so I'll give you a small example. If someone has been recently, let's say in the last 10 to 5 years divorced, we need to see the divorce information due to the fact that there might be something on there you're liable to. Mm-hmm. So if I know that, then I ask for it up front. The main goal is once we have someone who you've been able to get onto a contract to buy a home, we don't want to be asking for a bunch more stuff at that point. We just want to be able to go to underwriting and hopefully smooth in right into closing.
Right.
And so the anticipating and planning, and because we talk a lot about proper planning and getting everything set up that way, hopefully there's no headaches, there's less stress, and we're all happy at the end.
And there's no surprises mm-hmm. because that is, you know, the worst thing for everybody mm-hmm. is that, you know, it's like as you're going along, it's like you know exactly what everybody is looking for, and you definitely don't want to do where you've got any surprises at the last minute and that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
That just creates a headache for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And so you definitely want to do that. So what happens, as you were talking about, is that, you know, they give you guys all of their documents. You submit them. The processor submits them to the underwriter. The underwriter comes out with conditions. And then what happens after that?
So you'll see typically once the underwriters give us that conditional approval, my loan partner at my office, her and I will go over real quick. It usually, again, very small, minor things. So generally, I don't even need to get involved because they're simple things like letters of explanations, maybe to prove the earnest money deposit had cleared your accounts, little simple things. So she'll typically reach out to a buyer for me and get whatever information it is, that way we can get ourselves a clear to close.
Awesome. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555 or #250 on your cell, keyword real estate. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend, Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Pume from Frontgate Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hey, good morning.
And we also have Chris Urban from Butler Mortgage. Welcome back, Chris.
Thank you. Good morning.
And in case you haven't heard at Frontgate, your home sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555 or on your cell, hit #250, and the keyword is real estate. So we were talking about before the break that, you know, it goes to underwriting. You've got some conditions. Those conditions get cleared. Mm-hmm. And then when the conditions are cleared, then you have a clear to close. So what happens with your loan at that point?
Yeah, so the heavy lifting is pretty much done at this point, right? We've cleared underwriting, and now there's some certain federal regulations we have to meet. The final settlement statement today is called closing disclosure. If you purchased homes years ago, you've probably heard it called a HUD.
Right.
So today we called it closing disclosure. Now the new laws require that closing disclosure to be signed by you as a buyer 3 days before closing. Or if they mail it for whatever reason, then at that point they have to wait 7 days. So what we do, I think most lenders or banks have a system, at least I know we do, where we send it to you electronically like we do pretty much any other documents. You e-sign it, and once that's done, we can officially close 3 days after that date. Now typically, and then again, I know every lender is a little different, we like to have your final numbers established between us and the title company. So what happens is my closing department and the title company are making sure that all the numbers are right down to the penny. People can only charge for what they charge for, what their service worth, and of course, certain things between you and the seller, we're making sure that they're 100% exact. Once that's done, then we will send you that closing disclosure for e-signature. And at that point, once you've signed that, we are all set for closing. We'll talk to you about wiring your funds. Typically, most title companies require you to wire the amount of money you need directly to the title company. And then usually one of us, we're establishing a date and a time for closing.
Which is awesome. And so so from the clear to close to closing, how much time is that? Is that the 3 day period then?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. So typically 3 days. And what happens a lot, because typically, if you guys may agree with me, I think most contracts are typically 30-day contracts, right?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And which is probably more time than we need most of the time nowadays. I'm usually done about 20, 25 days. And so if the title company is prepared, we're getting that closing disclosure to you before maybe even a week of closing. But as long as we've met that 3-day requirement, it doesn't matter at any point in time after that 3rd day, we can close.
So it just gives you peace of mind because you're done in advance and you don't have to worry. And again, there's no last minute mm-hmm. headaches or anything like that.
Exactly.
So so a new thing that I saw this week that it was just released in Las Vegas with Experian and Finicity, that they announced a new credit score that's going to be coming out in 2019 that's called an Ultra FICO score. So, and it's supposedly going to be easier for the consumer to get a more clear picture and a higher score and that kind of thing. And what it does is that it is also going to include consumer contributed data such as checking, savings, and money market account data that reflects consumers' financial management responsibilities. So with that, so have you heard anything about that?
So the basics that I know about it is, like you said, if you had your credit pulled and let's say you're in a low 600s, you can at that point ask for an ultra credit score pull. And at that point, that's when they're going to incorporate your pretty much your liquid assets. And so then they can utilize that to maybe give you a higher score. It kind of reminds me just like about a year ago or so, maybe it's been about a year and a half when trending data came out on credit. And what that was supposed to do is if you had someone who had new credit, it was a predictor of, okay, you're trending in a positive way. And so it'd give you a better score. So being that this is a new program, from my understanding, it's like a soft launch in January of next year.
Yeah.
I'm always curious about how the loan programs are going to treat this because they can end up setting up the guidelines for it no matter what happens here.
Yeah, so. No. And it's something that they're going to test. It says at the beginning of 2019, and then as the year progresses, and if everything goes well, then they're going to do a hard launch of it like mid-2019. Mm-hmm. So that's a lot of testing and everything that has to be done. And, you know, so you don't know if it's going to be a good or a bad thing or whatever. But it's not something that's going to be required, it sounds like. It sounds like it's something that's going to be, if you want a boost, like you said, as opposed to something that's going to be required, at least at this point.
That's how I'm reading it so far as well, yes.
Yeah. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio 93.1 WFLA, the news talk station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. We're your home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 o'clock. Joining me today is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty, and Chris Urban with Butler Mortgage. Remember, if you want to reach any of us, you can call 407-566-2555, or on your cell, you can hit #250, and the keyword is real estate. So I guess that with that ultra FICO score, there's always new stuff coming out that may come or go, or, you know, it is what it is. I mean, there are certain rules and regulations that come into when you have a loan, and that's just the way that it is. There's not too much way of getting around it or over it or through it or anything like that. It's just kind of the way that it is.
No, and I'm sure, being that everybody in this room has done this for some quite time now, we have seen really, really difficult changes, and then we've seen some nice softening changes, which actually, I'll be honest, probably in the past year or year and a half, underwriting guidelines have softened a little bit, not to the point like we were back in 2006 and 2007 when if you had a
things
pulse,
were crazy.
You're able to get it.
That quarter inch file.
Yeah, exactly. But no, it's definitely softening a little bit, making things a little bit easier. I would say the best part about what's changing though is you're seeing people kind of incorporate technology to help streamline things for us a little bit, not necessarily making the guidelines easier, but making incorporating technology to help us kind of make things a little bit faster for us. But you're absolutely right. I would say on a regular monthly basis, I'm always getting a memo of, okay, now this is changing, or okay, now this is changing. So I have a folder on my Outlook about probably 10, 15 pages worth of just constant memo changes. And that's kind of why you need someone who's always on top of those things.
Right.
Because if you were a buyer who could not qualify for a home 6 months ago, you might be in a qualifying position today just because of a simple guideline change.
Absolutely. And, you know, and one of the things, I think we talked about this before, but, you know, it's like we do a lot of things electronically when it comes to the contract and all of those kinds of things. And when you come to signing your loan documents, they need to be wet signatures that is somebody actually physically signing it in front of somebody mm-hmm. that can see it and everything. But the thing that was that always is amazing to me is that, you know, the lending department always falls a little bit behind everybody else. Like, you can't send an electronic bank statement. You have to have like scanned copies or whatever of a physical bank statement in the past anyway. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that's changing or getting closer to changing or anything like that right now.
Oh, in fact, we have a system where we'll send you a link and we'll have you log into your whatever you bank at. So let's say you bank at Wells Fargo and you'll log in through this link, and then it will send us a 60-day report of your whatever accounts you have with that bank. So it's to the point we don't even need bank statements. We just we'll just have that system
which
send it.
In today's day and age is really the way that it should be.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, it's technology catching up with the industry, and it's like everybody saying that it's okay. Because originally, when we started with electronic signatures, it was like, oh, is it as good? And then I remember back in the day, it was like, is a fax document as good as something that you physically have in your hand and all of those kinds of things? And so, you know, it had to have time to go through the courts to figure out, first of all, if it was acceptable, and then if it's an acceptable practice, you know, in the industry. So it just makes it, you know, easy for all of us to do, mm-hmm. easier for all of us to do business and to take advantage of a technology, which, why not? So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555 or on your cell phone, #250, keyword real estate, online, centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend, Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Pume from Frontgate Realty and also Chris Urban from Butler Mortgage. Welcome, you guys.
Hello.
Hello.
And in case you haven't heard, at Frontgate Realty, your home's sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555 or on your cell, #250, and the keyword is real estate. So, you know, we've talked a lot about buyers today, so I think we should talk a little bit about sellers and, you know, what's going on with them and everything like that. I think the market is slowing a little bit, but slowing a little bit is not necessarily a bad thing. That doesn't mean that houses aren't selling. It doesn't mean it's a bad time to sell your house.
Nope.
And it doesn't mean like the sky is falling. So
none of the above or pigs flying or anything crazy like that.
I didn't see any pigs flying in the way here.
Exactly. Exactly. So when you come down to it, you know, one of the things that I think is really critical when you sell your house, though, is to, you know, have that best first impression. And really doing that is critical because the you only have one chance to make a first impression. And as we've talked about many times, you know, buyers will sometimes, you know, look at your house online and think, oh, yeah, this is what I want. And then they will get to your house and they will go, no, I don't even want to walk in the door.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because what they see on the outside doesn't even entice them enough to come in on the inside. And so, you know, one of the things that we offer is that we offer that we're willing to come and, you know, point out things to you, the little things that you can do, because it's usually about the little things that you have to do. It's usually not big things that you have to do, but little things that you have to do in order to, you know, improve your house to the point where it's going to make the best impression. And what we like to do is actually give like a honey-do list of things that would put your house in the best foot forward in order to get the house sold fast and for top dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's basically what it comes down to. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, the things that can be done and it's like you just are, when you look at it, your house, you think, oh, yeah, this is my house. And you don't really see, you know, the little things that have maybe happened to it. You know, it's like, for example, I went into the guest bathroom at my house the other day and it had a cracked wall plate. And I'm like going, how in the heck did this wall plate get cracked? You know, but they're those little plastic wall plates that cost like 60 cents.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden they crack. I mean, how they can be one day not cracked and the next day cracked, I have no idea. But, you know, I probably should buy the more expensive ones. But, you know, that white one that looks really white, I think it looks nice. And so anyway, so but it's like things like that, that it's like you just don't even notice as you're going through your house and looking at it yourself. And so with a trained eye and knowing what people like, because we're with buyers all the time,
mm-hmm.
to see what the buyers are looking for and what turns them off when they walk into
exactly.
a house.
And the key is you cannot take it personal.
No.
Like, do not, you know, take offense. If I come in, like you said, you know, a cracked wall plate. I mean, if I'm just going to point out something to you, like, don't take offense to it. Because we did have one client one time, you know, she had a lot of, you know, artifacts from her culture and then a lot of, like, godly things and stuff. It was great. I mean, it was really nice. It was pretty. Some of the stuff from her culture, I mean, the colors are so vibrant. But it was so overpowering that when people would come in, they got turned off right away because that was like their first thing that they would look at, you know? And I had to explain to her, you know, if you could please possibly maybe just tone it down a little bit. Boy, she was so offensive of it. And I understand because, you know, obviously it's her culture, it's her bringing up, you know, things like that. But she was very upset with me that I mentioned that to her. But that was just from the feedback that I got mm-hmm. from numerous clients, you know, like, oh, when we walked in, you know, I felt that the, you know, the people were looking at me or something, but it was just the way that they were, that it was there. So it's like, you just don't want to take offense to it. You know, we're trying to get your house sold, like Laura said, for top dollar, you know, make it a, you know, smooth transition for both people, for both the sellers and the buyers. And sometimes that's a little bit overwhelming for some people. Like you've mentioned, you know, you went into a house, or I think it's a family member that has a bear collection. And the same thing, it's like, you know, you don't think of it because it's something that you just keep, you know, bringing in. But then
there's
some people come in and then you're stuffed like,
bears.
Oh, my gosh.
I was going to ask.
Stuffed bears. Yeah, not the ones that go on the wall, but, you know, or the ones that are, you know, your
teddy bears.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah. You know, but it's again, some people they hone in on that, so they're going to lose hindsight of your house because they're so focused on what you have going on in there.
Yeah, it's probably important for them to remember that, you know, people have different opinions, and
exactly.
And if you like you said, you want top dollar for it, so you got to sometimes cater
sometimes
a little
just,
bit.
And when you know, it's like you have to remember that when you are selling your house, that it's not your home anymore because you're moving on, and so it's going to be somebody else's.
Exactly.
And so in order to get the top dollar, you know, it's like you have to kind of ignore what somebody else is saying because it, and not take offense to it either. Again,
exactly.
Not taking it personally because they're going to do what they want to do to it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're going to be able to do what you want to. And unfortunately, they're probably going to undo a lot of the things that you did or
Definitely.
Redo the things that you did. And it's just a matter of personal preference and style.
Mm-hmm. Well, we just bought a house 2 weeks ago, and the new owner, we didn't meet him, you know, haven't met him one time. So he came over on Saturday to just show my husband a couple of things because there's some things that my husband just can't figure out. So the guy comes over, oh my gosh, like he started to cry because we have taken out like all the bushes in the front. We're not bush people. Like bushes are not our thing. Trees are not our thing. We're just not into any of that. And so my husband took all the bushes down, all the plants from the front. And the guy was so upset because he lived in that home for like 30 something years. And he's like, I just can't believe that you would take those down, you know? And I felt so bad for him. But it's like you said, like, you know, they're selling it. So you got to, and we've already closed. I mean, we've already bought it. They got their money. You know, we spent all our money. So it was like, you know, but he was so upset. And then he says to me, well, I can't even bring my wife by because I think she would be so upset that you took that out. But mm-hmm. I'm like, well, we did not do it in any way, shape or form, like to mess anybody up or make anybody mad. We're just not upkeeping type of people, well, you know what I mean?
You're making the home your own,
exactly.
Right?
And then we painted it, and he was like, I can't believe you painted it. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you know what I mean? So I said, well, whatever you do, don't drive down the street no more because I don't want you getting upset. But it's just like you said, I mean, you know, you got to let it go. And you know, but yeah, he was so upset with me. I was like, oh my God, I feel so, I mean, I never even met the man and he's already mad at me.
So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio 93.1 WFLA, the news talk station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. We are home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 o'clock. Joining me today is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty, and Chris Urban with Butler Mortgage. Remember, if you want to reach any of us, call 407-566-2555 or on your cell, #250, and the keyword is real estate. Now, one of the things that I was thinking of when you were talking about that is, you know, and there might be weird things that we might say, hey, you know, do this and all that kind of stuff, you know, if you can. I mean, a lot of the neighborhoods, obviously, in Central Florida are in homeowners association, so you can't do this. But, you know, I got this tip actually from a customer that he was saying that where he moved is that they painted the door yellow, like bright yellow. And you think, you know, why in the world would you paint your door black, bright yellow? But when people would go away from that house, that's what they would remember. It's the yellow door house. So exactly. Whatever their impression was of that yellow door house, it was going to stand out and be different than all the other houses that people saw because nobody had that sunshine, bright yellow door. And it really does drive home the point that it is something that home is going to belong to somebody else and they're going to do different things to you. Now, we mm-hmm. have gotten offers accepted because the people were loved everything that the homeowner had done
yeah.
and they weren't going to change anything. And so their offer was less money and a lot more hassle and all that kind of stuff, but they didn't care because they were going to keep everything the way that it was. And so that, you know, it's like, it's an emotional thing. It's a business decision, but it's really emotional when you come to selling your house. And so it really makes a big difference, you know, in how it's presented. And it's hard to get the two not mixed together, the business and the emotional side of it. But as a seller, you really kind of have to step back and think, oh, I do have to be non-emotional about this in order to do the best for me. I mean, you're moving on somewhere as well. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Or on your cell phone, hit #250, keyword real estate, Central Florida Real Estate Radio.com, and we'll see you next break. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Have a great one.
Have a good weekend.